Ted Schaefer's Jelly Roll Jazz Band, Flock o' Blues. Leon Oakley, some big style cornet there, accompanied also by Tom Brozine. A wonderful recording from 1988. We'll hear My Pretty Girl, arrangements pretty much from Bill Challis, who was best able to arrange for Bix's particular unique skills and tendency to coalesce a band around his sound. From the Gold Cat Project, our old friend Spiegel Wilcox is heard on this session, Tom Pletcher, cornet, Bob Wilbur on clarinet. Then to the original Gold Cat Orchestra recording, a really outstanding, probably one of the finest early white jazz recordings, My Pretty Girl, this is the Gold Cat Orchestra, Bix, Spiegel Wilcox, Bill Rank, also trombone, Frankie Trumbauer, Danny Polo, clarinet, and featuring the outstanding bass playing of Steve Brown. Thank you.
Louisiana, Louisiana, I've been sad, mighty sad. Louisiana, Louisiana, now I'm glad, more I'm glad. The whistle's blowing, the train is going, here I come, here I come. I'm tired of rowing, that's why I'm holding back to happiness and then some. Louisiana, no place is grander, I declare, I do declare. No sky's bluer, no friend is truer, anywhere, anywhere. Take me to your heart, give me one more star, as a little child, just running wild. Louisiana, Louisiana, my home.
Wonderful little band from Czechoslovakia, the Prague Jazz Phonics, 1991 in Edinburgh, Scotland. That was their rendition of Louisiana. Zbyněk Mely on violin and vocals. Wonderful little tune recorded by Bix and his gang. Other personnel on that included Jan Stolba, bass sax, Jaroslav Kos on piano, and the band leader and banjoist is Andrei Erenyi, if I've got that right. That stomp off 1236. From the Prague Jazz Phonics. Also in that set, we heard My Pretty Girl, Gold Cat Orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke, Spiegel Wilcox and Bill Rank trombones, and started with Tom Pletcher and Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks in a 1988 recreation of much of the Gold Cat music. Dave Radlauer bringing you the music of Bix Beiderbecke, the music of the mid-20s, when Bix was surrounded by top musicians and good arrangers. He had close friends at this time, was leading a life of record dates, dances, musical experimentation, jam sessions, earning good money, and a wide reputation, probably the most rewarding months of his life. At this time, he was about age 24, 25. But irregular hours, random diet, and too much alcohol were beginning to show their toll. Conventional relationships with women were pretty much not important to Bix. He was absent-minded, sometimes removed from all that went on around him. Even among jazz musicians, he was notoriously individualistic and odd duck. In the next part of Celebrating Bix on Jazz Rhythm, we're going to continue his story and hear more of Bix's music, both new and old. This Singin' the Blues Till My Daddy Comes Home is one of the most often quoted solos in classic jazz, one of the clearest statements of Bix's genius. It's a beautifully crafted solo that forms a perfectly balanced miniature composition, which incidentally includes his signature rip, that is a short jump or glissando upward. Here, cornet players Dick Sudhalter and Connie Jones present in a duet Bix's famous solo. Listen for his ballad-like approach to jazz that deeply influenced all who followed in Singin' the Blues. Thank you. duo of cornet players, Connie Jones and Dick Sudhalter, singing the blues till my daddy comes home. And yes, that is the same Dick Sudhalter who wrote the definitive biography of Beiderbecke, Bix, Man and Legend. In the next part of Celebrating Bix, we will continue listening to a blend of Bix's original recordings and the many highly talented musicians today who are deeply inspired and influenced by his music. The best of these succeed at both recreating and improvising afresh on the musical paths forged by Bix, paths that were way ahead in his time and still ahead of the curve today. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing transfer and restoration of vintage tapes and discs to CD. I'm Dave Redlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. I'm closing with one of Bix's most influential recordings, his own 1927, Singin' the Blues, and listen to the beauty and equipoise that Bix introduced to jazz music in Singin' the Blues Till My Daddy Comes Home. It influenced all subsequent development of jazz, demonstrating rich new possibilities, adding a subtle, ballad-like dimension to jazz. Thank you.